My study is amalgamation of circadian clock gene with incidence of myocardial infarction. So in this study, we included 40 participants to investigate the association of clock polymorphism with myocardial infarction cases. We enrolled 20 females and 20 male cases with MI. The genomic DNA extraction was done by lymphocytes using conventional techniques employing the QIAMP DNA blood mini kit from lymphocytes. Genotyping was conducted through TACMAM SNP genotyping assay, and this streamlined approach ensures accurate and efficient analysis of the genetic markers associated with MI across the gender groups. In this study, the results study revealed that significant association between BMI, hypertension, obesity, current smoking, and type 2 diabetes among both male and female MI patients. However, age, systolic blood pressure, and diastolic blood pressure did not exhibit significant difference between the genders. So, analysis of clock gene polymorphism indicated no variance in genotyping in allele frequencies between male and female MI patients. When considering both genders, clock polymorphism was significantly associated with the BMI, hypertension, current smoking, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. Nevertheless, the logistic regression analysis showed no significant differences among MI cases across the various models of clock polymorphism. So in conclusion, no significant association was found in between clock RS4580704 polymorphism and the myocardial infarction in both the genders. However, the significant links were identified between this polymorphism and various cardiovascular risk factors, including BMI, SNP, BMI, the systolic and diastolic blood pressure, hypertension, obesity, current smoking, and type 2 diabetes in MI cases. So this finding underscores the potential influence of clock polymorphism on cardiovascular risk profiles among individuals with MI. Thank you.